Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation officials announced last week that farmers south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta will only be receiving a 65% water allocation from the Federal Water Project. Johnny Amaral is the Deputy General Manager for the Westlands Water District, which is comprised of more than 1,000 square miles of premier farmland in western Fresno and Kings counties. Amaral noted that it's time for legislators to reevaluate their priorities.
It goes really down to a very simple but more fundamental policy question about, do we value being able to grow your own food in a safe way? Does that matter to people? And really the question is, does it matter to soccer moms in Southern California or across the country? Does it matter to them? And eventually these policy decisions are going to have to be made because, again, I go back to what I said at the very beginning, and that is if you can't get 100% water supply this year, you can't. Ever.
More from Johnny Amaral after this.
Psyllet 65WG is an almond fungicide that's ready again to protect that valuable crop this spring. Jim Adiscavage, professor and plant pathologist at UC Riverside.
The Psyllet product is excellent for sod hole and scab, and if we mix it with something at bloom time for brown rot, we can get the best of all worlds.
Psyllet 65WG.
During election season last fall, then-candidate Donald Trump vowed to fix the water problems in California. As farmers wait to see some action on those promises, Amaral noted that it's going to take some time to see some changes under the new presidential cabinet.
The agencies that have direct influence over western water issues and western resources issues, it's really the Department of Interior. The Secretary of Interior was just confirmed a couple of weeks ago. He was a former congressman from Montana named Ryan Zinke. So there are a whole host of positions and people that need to be nominated and put into place for the Trump administration to really have a day-to-day impact over how the decisions made on water supply and project operations, things like that.
Many growers still have faith that President Trump will make good on his campaign promises, but it's going to take some time to get the right personnel in place to really have a significant impact.
I don't want to sound like a lackey here, but it's a little unfair to say, well, why didn't Trump do something about this? Well, I mean, really the answer is because the president doesn't have enough of his people in place at these departments to have an impact.
This is California Ag Today.